After the question and answer session, I had a few additional thoughts about Eucharistic miracles. First, regarding that question about withholding Holy Communion. So I had previously mentioned that those who are in a state of mortal sin should refrain from receiving Holy Communion. And one of the reasons why a bishop, for example, may declare that a particular Catholic can no longer be allowed to receive Holy Communion, in addition to the reasons previously mentioned, it is drawing attention to the reality of the spiritual dangers that particular individual is in as a result of those sins. So withholding Holy Communion from, for example, a politician who is very much promoting serious sins through policies, through votes, through whatever means, the bishop for that politician would be drawing attention to the spiritual danger that that politician's soul is in by promoting such sin and refusing to repent. And so it acts as a means that in hope that the person would repent of their sin and be reconciled with the church. Okay, now I'd like to revisit the Eucharistic miracle of Laciano, or Laciano, Italy. I had mentioned before the five globulates of different sizes, yet they all weigh the same, whether they are measured individually or weighed together. It's still the same weight. And that actually points to a theological truth of the Eucharist, that regardless of the size of the host, or regardless of whether or not the host is broken or fractured, it is still the full Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. If a host is broken in half and a person only receives half a host, they're not receiving half of Jesus, it's still all of Jesus. Because the substance, that is, what's underneath the appearance, is the fullness of Christ after the consecration. And so, in a spiritual way, it's the same kind of quote-unquote weight, because it's the entirety of Jesus Christ, body, blood, soul, and divinity, regardless of size, regardless of piece, it's all of Jesus. And so those globulates point to that theological truth. But speaking of these different kinds of miracles, one of the things that is also important to notice is that when we have these miracles in the more recent years, it's harder to be dismissive of them. So the miracle of Laciano back in 750 AD, people nowadays may say, well, you know, that was 1,300 plus years ago. Why would I care? That's just myth. That's just legend. But the more recent ones, that are being investigated by the church, by scientists, you can look up who those scientists are. You can find the priests, the bishops, the church officials who do these investigations as well. Like, these are real people investigating a real event, and they're using scientific methods to determine what had actually happened. And so, four of the most recent approved Eucharistic miracles that I am aware of would include one in India in 2001, one in Mexico in 2006, one in Poland in 2008, which is at Sokółka, which I had previously mentioned. And the most recent approved one that I'm aware of is also from Poland in 2013 from Legnica. And so such recent Eucharistic miracles are evidence or persuasive, useful tools of God to help draw us to the reality of His presence in the Eucharist. Now, I have heard of different Eucharistic miracles under investigation in the United States, one of them being from Utah in 2015. I do not know the status of that investigation, but I had heard of it. I had also heard of at least two others possible Eucharistic miracles that are under investigation in the U.S. And so these miracles can be very helpful and beneficial for all of us to be able to better understand and accept what Jesus Christ has revealed through sacred scripture, through sacred tradition, and through the official teaching of the church, that he is truly present in the most holy Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity.